Here comes the pony, they won the Tony. They were flaws in the experiment. I'll tell you about it if you're interested to know. It was creepy the way they hovered above and swooped down on the children. Their mouths agape, exposing fangs of fire. Run, children, run!
The three-legged hyena cicadas migrated to the small northern seaport village called Dershowitz. Horrible insects congregated above the Dershowitz Elementary School and would spend an indecent amount of time circling the playground. The citizens of the village were very alarmed by these new visitors, but since they were a God-fearing community and were not allowed to bring any harm to any of God's creations, they had to pretend to ignore the large, grotesque arthropods and continue on with their lives as if there weren't any menacing predators swooping over their offspring. In time, the hyena cicadas became hungry, and this is when the real terror ensued. As I stated earlier, the adults of the village thought the best course of action was to pretend the insects didn't exist and continued to send the children out to the playground for recess. Every day the same thing occurred. The children would stand apprehensively at the threshold of the front gate until the teachers ordered them outside to play. Then the children would run terrified towards the shelter of the banyan trees that formed an oval around the perimeter of the schoolyard. There they would spend the duration of recess huddling together under the trees, shaking in fear. For the first few weeks, the children managed each day to narrowly cheat death by hiding below the trees. Eventually, the hyena cicadas became mad with hunger and resolved to become more aggressive in their attempts to eat the children. One of the more intelligent cicadas, who happened to be the most famished of all of them, had the idea that some of the flock should hide among the foliage of the banyan trees while the others swooped over the children as usual. Then, when all of the children were in their normal positions under the trees, the hyena cicadas hiding in the branches would descend upon them and kill them. After that, all of the flock would gather from the trees for a delicious feast. His plan worked perfectly, and the adults of the village watched helplessly as the hyena cicadas ravenously devoured their beloved young ones. Oh.